I will say that happens very often in academia. I do not have an example of that in my own research laboratory, but I have colleagues in my department where that clearly has happened on numerous occasions, where there was a challenge and an industry and they wanted to consult or contract that work out to an academic research lab, and they support the lab and do that. That happens a lot, I think. So the colleague I'm really thinking where this happens quite a bit is and is his colleague Bob Prudhomme, who does particle technology for drug delivery. So he actually makes particles of drug molecules and then stabilizes them. And I know he has strong collaborations with Merck, for instance, in doing this. I will say we are likely on the horizon in that area, and this is in the case of our Janus particles that I mentioned at the end of our talk, where these Janus particles are particles that essentially have two halves. And I said that they are not commercially available. And the reason they are not commercially available is because the route to make them just are not appealing to industry. They want things to be simple and low energy and scalable and fast. And we think our approach to making these Janus particles solve all those issues. Okay. And so we have been talking with companies about this technology, and they do appear to be interested enough that there's been, you know, follow-up meetings, etc. And so there's a possibility that, you know, we will get support from industry to work on this problem, because they haven't been able to figure it out. Also, on the flip side, I did mention that two students went off and founded a company based on this technology. And they have been in contact with larger companies to discuss with them their challenges and issues related to nanoparticles and their technologies. And they're also likely to interact with larger companies on addressing some of these issues.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So I say from both perspectives, we're nearly there with respect to my own research laboratory, interacting more closely with industry, and then also with this kind of spinoff company as well, interacting with industry.
Yeah.